certainly more plausible. You have to keep in mind that no part of these puzzles would have required more than one person. The posters are often pointed to as evidence that this must be the work of some international organization, but I beg to differ. I mean, right now, I could use any number of services to hire random persons around the globe to install posters for me. Although, given that no poster was located in England,
good afternoon, folk. Today is Friday, July 31st, 2020. And welcome to the Apochley Show. It's podcast experience show. It's been a long while, honestly, since I've posted a podcast. And I do appreciate anyone, you know, who's been tuning into my YouTube channel, as I find more passion in the video aspect of podcast of media. Not that I don't like just voice only podcasts, but you know, I just for me personally, I just enjoy the other one better. But what I like about this one is it's much easier. Obviously, it's going to be much harder to grow on here and to make anything meanwhile out of it. But what I like out of doing podcasting is that it gives me a sense of stability and a sense of continual growth, you know, of expansion. You know, as I keep doing them, I can see progress as little as I could be. So that's what I like about it. And wow, crazy, I just realized I know somebody who lives around here. It used to be my neighbor. Wow, that's crazy. I just ran into her, and she looks like she's still up to her methy ways. Crackhead keeping me up all night with their crackhead friends and whatnot. Anyways, what was I talking about? Anyways, it doesn't matter. I'm on my way to work. And I decided to do, well, first of all, I should have had to go to work today. Fuck it. It turned out that one of the douchebags who loves going to the office, even when he's not supposed to go into the office, it turns out that he, how'd you say, slacked off and decided to take a day off. You know, like we all do, you know, I do all way more than them, you know, but I actually work, you know, like, well, I guess everyone works. I can't really, you know, I just seems like there's some more people more than others who take a little bit more responsibility when it comes to their work and are a little bit more passionate. You know, and I can understand that if you've been with a company for 15 years and it's been easy peasy for X amount of years and you want it to continue that way, you know, I could see it. But, you know, the thing is, it's not like the olden days, like, even cybersecurity, you know, that's a major threat. And I was just listening about Cicada, you know, 1001 or whatever. I actually already forgot it. But essentially, Mr. Beast, the YouTube's, how'd you say, star lover, whatever. Holy crap. It's just so many people right now. Like, what the hell? Why are there... And there's more people coming westward, westbound, and then there are people going eastbound. And I'm gonna have to stop somewhere and get myself some food because I'm tired of getting my personal life dug into whilst not, you know, I don't know. Just seems people like to walk over me, you know, and I'm just sick and tired of it. Like, I'm at the point where I don't even care if I, like, I just don't care. Like, you know, I do care, but at the same time, I don't care. Like, you know, I'm just kind of numb to everything. And, it's just frustrating, you know, dealing with people, you know, their needs and whatnot. Like, you know, this guy who's one of the least, you know, he's one of the boomers that I mind the least on my team. And, you know, I don't mind helping him, you know, but the thing is, it just digs into my time, you know, and that's at some point, you know, I'm going to get tired of that time being dug into, you know, like, if I'm like, let me give you an example. Like, yesterday, you know, I really needed to finish my work. Like, there's 2 weeks where I was basically told, fuck you, prioritize this, fuck everything else. But it's not like someone's gonna volunteer to take on my work. It's not like my manager's gonna step up and say, hey, one of my workers has been fucked over, you know. Like, it's obviously by the numbers, he's not going to be able to work on these, so I'm gonna have to understand that this is gonna have to take a step back, or he's gonna have to reassign it, you know. And I'm not one to like bring things up. Like, people probably know when they're taking advantage of someone, you know, and if you're at a managerial level, you have the analytics and overhead insight to know what exactly everyone's doing and what they're contributing and what their value is, you know. So if I'm getting assigned something from someone, you know, I, and they're my manager, I'm gonna assume that they know everything involved, you know, and what's gonna have to take a step back. So I've had to do that a lot, you know, take a lot of steps back recently, just because I, you know, haven't been able to maintain the demand, you know, for me, obviously. And, you know, I hate saying it, because it just, you know, I try to be humble, you know. I know everyone tries, you know, I know everyone has their place in society and their place on the team, whatever, you know. It's just a fact that we live in a capitalistic society, and part of those cultural tendencies that we have as a society for capitalism, you know, tend to rub off in our work culture. And when you talk about IT and tickets and being available for, you know, people to work on their issues, you know, it's the same thing. If you're the best product, if you take, you're the fastest service, you're the, get the work done quicker, you get it, you know, you're gonna be in high demand. There's no doubt about that, you know. If you're a slow worker, if you're a piece of shit, no one wants to work with you, you're not gonna be in high demand, you know, and people will still take you, you know, if you're free, you know. You know that people are gonna take you, you know. And the thing about me is, you know, when you talk about me being a person someone can reach out to for help, you know, and they reach out to me, and within a couple of minutes, their problem is done, and they don't have to think about. God, people are so stupid. Like, why is she stupid standing in the crosswalk, you know, like acting like she's gonna cross and just stand? I don't know. It's just one of those days. It's not gonna be a good day. You can already tell, like, the fact that I'm having to go to work, you know. So I talked to these guys, you know, two guys. Neither of them mentioned that I was coming in, supposed to come in. And both of them knew, you know. one of them I was in fact covering for. You know, so either he was supposed to tell me to cover for him and didn't tell me and just scheduled me, or he told his boss that he was going to have the day off, and his boss just was like, oh, well, let me just put Antonio there, you know, and fucked me over. So, you know, I worked part of my morning, you know, like I normally would have. Worked on a bunch of tickets, and, you know, even worked on other people's tickets like usual. And then I took a break, you know, I just was sick of it. It's Friday, you know, and I'm like having to do all this shit, you know, I'm I get stuck like doing some bullshit thing that I'm not getting paid any extra to do. That's just extra work, right? And I get assigned a backup person that's supposed to be there to help me or whatever. It's been like a year and I've been the only one doing it. Like, he doesn't even, like, he got assigned to do one thing, you know. And you know what happened when that one thing came up? He just asked me to do it and told me he owed me one. And you know what happened the last time he was asked to do one? He did the same thing. He assigned it to me and said he owes me one, you know. And, man, I'm just, I don't know. I just wish that I worked with people who had my back, who had the same ideologies, the same sort of, whatever. But anyways, I want to end this. I don't want to drag this out too long, and I'm already ranting, you know, and I just hate that a lot of my podcasts turn out to be just rants about just my personal life that I don't really want to mix in, which I basically am forced to, into my creative space, I guess you could say. And I guess the reason I was making this podcast is just to express my or just advertise, you know. Mr. Beast, he's gonna have a riddle, you know, and I've always liked these kind of challenges. I remember when Cicada started being mentioned around the subreddits back in the day, you know, and just you know, just hearing about what Mr. Beast is doing just kind of sparked a lot of good memories. So I'm kind of looking forward to that. But yeah, I just came to Chick-fil-A. It looks busy AF. I don't know if I should go. Like, I'm gonna have to make a plan B and go to Carl's Jr., which I have not been to in a long time. So this might come back to hurt me, or it might be the best decision I've made all day. I don't know. It's been a shitty day. Maybe I shouldn't go off course, stick to what's gonna work, but oh well, it's too late already. I'm here. I'm going to go ahead and place an order, and I guess I'll just stick it out with you guys until it's my turn to order. But yeah, go ahead and do that challenge. And, you know, if you haven't watched my YouTube channel, go ahead and just search Opochli Bigfoot, and you should find it there. Opochli Bigfoot. Oh, and I love this Volvo in front of me. It's like the color turquoise. It's so beautiful. But anyways, I love you guys. Please subscribe. Please hit that follow. I appreciate it. And have a wonderful day. Bye.